Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What are your plans for Christmas? We don't have any shocking plans. I think we're going to church on the 24th, and then we'll have Christmas just here locally, probably with some friends. Lots of different parties going on. I'm not going to go see family because I have so much travel scheduled that I just don't want to get on any planes. And I hate the prospect of traveling and going somewhere where they've got mask mandates or whatever else. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. Melissa got back from San Francisco, went there with a friend of hers because they wanted to just actually pick up some stuff for our son, who's a Giants fan. We don't hold it against him. But anyway, he likes the Giants. So they went there, free trip, you know, kind of a thing. And they went to a restaurant. They asked for their vaccination status. And Melissa says, can we eat outdoors? And they said, yep, then you don't have to give vaccination status. But she said there were so many people inside, they're vaccinated. I feel sorry for them. And I think that these conversations we're having together on the KevinJacksonNetwork.com will validate in a few years what I've been talking about with this shot. And for the record, I don't want people who got it to – I'm not trying to fearmonger. I do feel sorry for some of you who felt compelled to do it. Those of you who chose, I get it. We all got to die. And if that happens to kill you, and I pray that it doesn't, then so be it, right? You made the decision. But for the people who didn't want to get it, like that 37-year-old woman who got it because she wanted to spend time with her kid at school and died, see, I feel sorry for her. And I feel sorry for the many more who will die from this disease. Let me tell you something, from the shot, from the vaccine. And nobody is going to come back and say, Kevin was right, they should sue, etc. It'll be water under the bridge. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are with me. 844-551-8255. So I ask about Christmas. Christmas is not going to be the same this year. Another year that Christmas is going to be very different. 2 years now. What about New Year's? Same thing, right? You excited about the new year? I'll be honest with you. I am excited about the new year. We have met some of the most amazing people. And you know what I will tell you about the majority of you that I've met? My cigar club guys, the various political events I've gone to, the people that have contacted me and we've established a relationship. Those of you who say, Kevin, we understand what you're doing. We're going to support your 501c3. We're going to join the Flick Fest because we get what you're doing now, etc. God bless you all. And I don't want you to just think of us in December. As Ashley starts reaching out to people about helping us get funding, I want you to think of us all year because I promise you I'm going to have great updates for you in 2022. But aside from if I were not trying to save America, let me tell you, I would not be optimistic about 2022. I'd be very pessimistic. Speaking of Christmas, have you noticed something that's missing in the discussion? If you haven't, maybe you're just not paying close enough attention, but let me tell you what's missing. A discussion around retail sales. Every year during Trump's administration, including when he was president-elect, I discussed the retail numbers. And here's why. They were awesome. They were so good you had to discuss them. Trump would come up and say, hey, we got amazing numbers year over year. We did it again. We blew it out. We're winning. And retailers were happy. Despite some of them being woke. Now we've got even more of them woke now, right? They're woke and they have a new charge. The new charge is, wear your mask in my store. Wear your mask in my restaurant. Wear your mask. Get your vaccine. And even while it was killing them, they still did it. And you know why you're not talking about these numbers? Because the retail numbers suck. I dare you to Google retail sales, Biden 2021, holiday season, anything like that. There was one puff piece that I read. Joe Biden is doing a wonderful job. Every other puff piece, every other thing that was on there was either complete avoidance. The only article I found was from November 29th, and it was a Washington Times saying Joe Biden canceled his supply chain meeting. And you want to know why he canceled? Because he didn't have good news. And he's not going to have good news for quite some time. The analysts say it, and yea, verily, when it comes to what they say about Biden, it's negative. You can bet the farm on it. So where are his numbers? What are they? You hear nothing unless excuses count. I'm amazed, folks, at how leftists can put such a lockdown, a fatwa, on the media regarding certain issues. They will not give you the truth because they are so afraid of it. And the news about this economy is so bad that they got to figure out how to spin it. And look, we've talked about Bidenflation. I get it. You get it. But this is bigger than just talking about Bidenflation. This economy is horrible. There are no economic indicators. I mean, look, I'm not going to be Chicken Little and tell you the sky is falling. But if these people weren't printing money, and I talked the other day about Victor Davis Hanson talking about creating this inflationary period to where they effectively try to take money from the rich by way of inflation and redistribute it. It does not work. Rich people know how to get around this stuff. Barack Obama widened the gap between the rich and the poor, the middle class and the rich people, wider than ever before. Wider, I believe, wider than in history. By the way, there was good news in my search. One of my articles, I think I said this, came up on page one of Google searches about Biden's feeble economy. So see, they can't keep a good man down. Now, why am I talking about this? Because while I want us to be optimistic, look, you're never going to get pure pessimism from me. We will be successful in spite of Joe Biden. This country will survive in spite of leftism. And I believe every single day that we allow these clowns to operate, they lose more and more people. It is a drip that will never get shut off. And quite honestly, it's not even a drip anymore. It's like the faucet. Somebody turned on the faucet. Democrats leaving them in droves. But I'm never going to let you forget certain things, like those Americans trapped in Afghanistan. I'm not going to let you forget what Donald Trump did to this economy and what we would be talking about right now. I'm going to remind us. And this is what we do every single day, 5 days a week, 2 hours a day. We got a lot more to come, folks. I've been talking about Kamala Harris. She's coming up.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Not much good news for the Democrats. Not a Merry Christmas or a Happy New Year coming. And it isn't because we're waiting on the outcome of the Durham report. We're not waiting on the outcome of the election, which they should have lost. The Durham report should have many, many of these Democrats scoundrels in prison. Anyway, big trouble for them. CNN's in trouble. One of their major media outlets in big trouble. The Cuomos, by virtue of CNN, or I don't know how they're interrelated, you know what I'm saying, though, they're in trouble too, right? Their woes are not over by a long shot. CNN and the Cuomos are going after each other, which by definition means media is in trouble. CNN's trying to fix its woes by bringing in Chris Wallace, like that's going to solve it. And there's a host of other things. Go look at media ratings and tell me where there's good news for them. Do you believe the media now, more or less? Be honest. Because if you're like me, you believe them less. I don't believe them at all. I fact check everything those suckers say. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Hillary Clinton crying about losing in 2016, making another, you know, crybaby tour. She actually came out and said Republicans were heartless and all these other things. She's telling you about herself. I wouldn't even call her a virtue signaler because everybody knows the Clintons have no virtue. There was a discussion the other day about who do you dislike more, Chelsea Clinton or who was it? Ghislaine Maxwell. Tough choice. Anyway, Biden's in trouble. Can't get his stimulus fiasco passed. He's trying to put a little money in the pockets of Americans in hopes that they'll go, oh, thank you very much for the money, Joe. Hey, Republicans, if this thing is on, I suggest you tell the American taxpayers who may get this money at some point, it's their money. Do you see the cover of one of those smut rags, you know, like National Enquirer or Globe? I don't remember which, but I was going through the grocery store the other day. And there's a story on there, Hunter Biden's laptop, blah, blah, blah. I was going to take a picture of it with my phone just so I could remember it. But here's what I can tell you. If the Enquirer or whoever it was is talking about him, there's smoke. It means Joe Biden is still out there vulnerable. He's been in a year, and if his numbers continue to go down, when do the Democrats finally say, you know what? We got to get rid of the old man. We got to get rid of the big guy. So who knows? Is he in trouble? We'll figure it out. What else is going on? Wu flu is weakening. Oh, we reached the 800,000 mark. I don't know how many people that means were killed by Wu flu on Biden's watch, but I can tell you this. If it were Trump, they would be talking about, we've crested a million, it's 1,000,005. And you'd be hearing all about how the vaccines are ineffective and they're killing people and the side effects and everything else. And by the way, the vaccines are killing people. Not going to scare you any more than I already have, but I'm happy than a pig in doo-doo, in dookie, as we used to say when I was a kid, that I didn't get that shot. Earlier this month, we were talking about Kamala Harris and the issues that are facing her, and she has decided to fight back. So Politico talked about the people that may be leaving her staff. And I don't remember her whole name, but it was Simone something, black chick. I think she worked for Bernie Sanders for a bit, but she left. But Politico was talking about a former staffer who worked under Harris prior to Harris becoming the coup VP. And they said Harris is a bully who puts her employees through a constant amount of soul-destroying criticism. Folks, I talked to a young man today. He described himself as, Kevin, I'm a hippie, I'm a liberal, but I got to tell you, I had to leave Portland. He goes, for my sanity. He actually lived in Ashland. He said, I had to leave for my sanity. He goes, I felt a black presence. He wasn't being racial. But he says, I felt like I would die there. So he moved to Arizona, and we were talking about trying to get him some work here. But he was telling me that he left the so-called, he goes, I fancied myself a liberal, but he goes, anytime I pushed back for whatever reason, they came down on me so hard, I got upset. And finally he goes, I just got to get out of here. So let me tell you how desperate he was. He left with no job, nothing, and he drove from Ashland to here. No, I think he said he went to Texas first, then came back to Arizona. And I told him this. I said, I say this on my show all the time, young man. If you're a leftist, you have no real friends. Trust me, you don't. The person that's closest to you is the one who will sell you out the fastest. You don't have a ride or die. Anyway, they said this. In an interview published by the San Francisco Chronicle, Harris dismissed any questions about the reported dysfunctions in her office, claiming such headlines are, quote, ridiculous, and attributed such scrutiny to her being a high-profile target in the Biden administration. By the way, these are her own people. This is not us going after her. She also declined to comment on whether she has any regrets about her time in office thus far. See, that tells me a lot. If somebody said to me, Kevin, do you have any regrets? I'd say, the only regret I have is I really enjoyed my other task when I was senator. And I love cackling at, you know, at people like Kavanaugh when they were crying when we were trying to destroy their lives. I regret that. But no, I don't have any other regrets. I'm just saying, it's a simple question. Do you have any regrets? I have no regrets. When I make the decision to move forward to serve this nation, there's no looking back. I refuse to look at, you know, the issues other than to take inventory of myself and try to do my job better. See, there's an answer. They can't do it. She doesn't know what to say. But anyway, she did say this. There is nothing about this job that is supposed to be easy. If something is coming to me, it is because it has to be addressed and because by definition, it's not going to be easy. If it was easy, it would have been handled before it comes to me. Yeah, because she gets stuff handled. Like the border issue. She's handling it, isn't she? What else is she handling? I'm not really sure. Anyway, they go on to say this. She noted, after 2 years of COVID, she believes that the level of undiagnosed trauma that people have experienced, the level of anxiety, it's real. And here's what she thinks her responsibility is. She says, my responsibility as an elected leader is to go to the people, especially when their needs must be addressed. They know that they are being seen, being heard. Clearly, there's nothing to worry about for Kamala Harris. It's all just hyperbole, business as usual. We'll see.
Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Hulu, Netflix, DoorDash, Zoom, and other sites are down after a huge Amazon server outage. Amazon acknowledging the problem, but has not yet said what's causing it. This is the second such Amazon Web Service outage this month. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is holding her weekly press conference today. Pelosi speaking out against the smash-and-grab crimes that are going on in not only San Francisco, but other cities as well, like Los Angeles and Chicago.
It's absolutely outrageous. Obviously, it cannot continue. But the fact is that there is an attitude of lawlessness in our country that springs from I don't know where. Maybe you do. And we cannot have that lawlessness become the norm.
You're listening to USA Radio News. Cleanup efforts continue in Kentucky after severe weather over the weekend brought tornadoes that devastated many communities. Kentucky First Lady Brittany Brashear tells Fox and Friends she remains confident in Kentuckians' resilience despite the devastation.
When the sun came up over western Kentucky and the damage was clear, there just aren't words to describe how horrible it is. But Kentucky is strong, and Kentucky, in times of crisis, we come together.
At least 88 people are confirmed. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken says the United States is ready to move forward on the sale of F-35 fighter jets and drones to the UAE. Blinken making the announcement Wednesday in Malaysia after the UAE told Washington it was ready to end talks on the $23 billion deal. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
As I reported recently to you, CNN took the desperate move of stealing Chris Wallace from Fox News. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. As a former member of the Fox News team, when it was Fox News, and actually decent because it had people like myself on who were willing to give you the truth, Fox has denigrated. I mean, it's gone way downhill. So much so that people are jumping ship. And sometimes they're pushing him off the ship. I don't know whether Chris Wallace was pushed out or whatever, but he's gone. He's going over to CNN. Did they learn nothing about overrated Fox News host? I asked this the other day. Megyn Kelly left, went to NBC, took a pay cut to do it, thinking she was going to rebrand herself, and failed miserably. Now, she's doing okay. She got enough coin to survive. But things continue to worsen for the network synonymous with fake news, folks, thanks to Donald Trump. And I'm speaking now of CNN. Because along with losing access to the LoveGov by way of Fredo, the network is being sued by their former anchor. Worse, there could be lawsuits waged against the network for the activities of Fredo Cuomo due to sexual harassment allegations against him. Folks, it doesn't get any sweeter for this when you're looking at conservatism. You got the network that the phrase fake news is built on, who's done everything they can to give us misinformation, to mislead us all along the way. And their biggest link to power is gone. Gotten rid of by whom? Not us, but by their own peeps, by leftists themselves. And if that weren't bad enough, so is little bro. Then we get them suing each other. We have potential lawsuits of plaintiffs suing LoveGov's little bro, Fredo, and potential lawsuits for CNN as well. And their desperate move to save themselves is to hire Chris Wallace. Lordy, lordy, lordy. I don't even know how to thank the good Lord for what we're witnessing here. This is triage. This is battlefront medicine. But there's more, folks. As it turns out, the brothers Cuomo didn't just discredit Me Too feminist, but anybody who dare question their authority. I don't remember where I was, but I was with Janice Dean when she was talking about this, and she was fiery mad. I think I was gone from Fox. I got almost have to be because the Wu flu happened after I was gone. But I was at some event with Janice, and she was fiery mad. And she was going after the Cuomos, and she says, I will not stop because I think he killed both of her parents. But here's what the Daily Caller reported. Former Democratic Governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, with the help of his brother Chris and top aide, note the name, Melissa DeRosa, reportedly plotted to discredit Fox News meteorologist and host for being a vocal critic of his handling of the COVID-19 pandemic. Janice Dean became a major critic of Governor Cuomo over his handling of the pandemic inside of the state's nursing homes after losing both her in-laws. Okay, it wasn't her parents, it was her in-laws in elder care facilities in 2020. So they found out that they had undercounted the number of Wu flu-related deaths among nursing home patients by as much as 50%. They were hiding the details, people. So needless to say, Dean was right. Everything that's come out after that was vindicated Donald Trump. Remember when Cuomo goes, he didn't deploy medical facilities to us. There was a ship sitting out in the harbor. Trump gave him ventilators. He did everything he was supposed to do. And this guy milked it and was getting awards. And, you know, what did he give him? An Oscar? He got a multi-million dollar book deal for killing people. So Janice Dean was right. Now, look, I get there are people out there going, Kevin, these people were going to die anyway in our nursing homes. I get it. But you have to understand the bigger picture. The Democrats want to pretend that they're fighting this Wu flu nonsense. I'm going to give Cuomo the credit for killing these people. I don't care if they were going to die a day later on their own. I'm blaming him. Because that's what they'd be doing to us. Get in the game. Learn how to play chess, not checkers. Cuomo killed thousands of the elderly. At the very least, as I've alluded, he hastened their time to meet the Grim Reaper. He put the Grim Reaper into the nursing homes and said, look, I'm just going to look away. You do what you want to do there, Grim Reaper. It's okay by me, man. I theorize that Cuomo the Elder unleashed the Kraken into these old folks' homes as a matter of fiscal policy. I did. I said to you guys, I ran the numbers. The number of old folks that were killed in these homes under his care, what the cost would be to keep them alive for a year. And I know they don't live very long. I don't know what it is. But Cuomo was like, man, if we can get rid of these people, if I can introduce the Kraken in there and get the Grim Reaper, you know, this, like I said, I see nothing. Grim Reaper, go do your thing, baby. Then how many billions was he saving the state of New York? You know this better when you understand how leftism works. Leftism hates sick people and old people. And when I say sick people, I'm talking about no matter where you are on the spectrum of life. You could be a neonatal, a baby in a neonatal ICU that they call NICU, or you could be an old person in a old folks home. If you can't be productive and meet their needs, they want you dead. And the Democrats that are being truthful about it will tell you, Kevin, I mean, come on, Kevin, surely, man, there's a time when, you know, the body gives out. And look, I'll tell you this. You can argue about Kevorkian all you want. Kevorkian didn't kill anybody that didn't ask to be killed. I'm not telling you it's the right thing to do. That's between you and God. But he had a reason. Let me tell you, Democrats don't care. Democrats have a very different thing about when you want to die. It isn't, man, you're shaking so much and you're a former sculptor that you can't work or you can't talk or you're drooling or you're such a burden to your family. There are many reasons why people say, man, I just wish I could go. My great-grandfather, I swear, if he hadn't been a strong Christian man, he probably would have told me, you know, hey, Buck, will you put, that's what he called me, Buck. Nobody else can, by the way. But if he said, will you put a pillow over my head and get rid of me? It wouldn't have surprised me if he had asked for that because I was with him right before he died. So I get it. But see, that's a different thing than what Democrats say. Oh, you're not productive. You're not this. I don't like you. I don't like your politics. You're dead. You're dead. You're dead. You're dead. They just arbitrarily want to be, you're the one that gets killed. They don't care. They don't, you get no say in it. There's a way that they could possibly convince conservatives, as I said, with Kevorkian. Watch one of those videos and you'll see what I'm talking about. Actually, I'm going to warn you. Don't watch it. Because you know what you find out? How frail the body can become. Be careful what you say. When you say, I would never wish to be dead, be careful. Because I'm going to tell you, I watched some things that I never knew. It'll scare the heck out of you. And maybe you're so strong with God, and I hope you are. I am. I believe myself to be. I want to believe that. I can tell you this. If you put a gun to my head and say, Kevin, I'll kill you. If you don't denounce God, you can shoot me. But I can't tell you that there isn't something that's so debilitating, so painful to the body that you don't wish for death. You think the body will accommodate you and say, look, you're in so much pain, mental or otherwise, that it'll just take you. But sometimes it doesn't. But Cuomo, he wants life or death. People like Hillary Clinton, these eugenicists that want people to take this death poke, they want life or death over you. And they will do it to save a nickel, to give themselves a life of luxury in a second. Does Janice Dean have the potential for a lawsuit? I think she does. How many others may follow suit as we learn more about the collusion between the Uday and Kuse of New York? How many women may come forth and sue? We've got this new story about the 44-year-old Stamford, Connecticut resident John Griffin attempting to entice young girls to engage in sexual activity. He's a CNN guy that worked directly with, which one, Uday or Kuse? Fredo, pedophile. Stories all over the place. Is he, I mean, think about the Harvey Weinsteins, the Jeffrey Epsteins, the Bill Clintons, the Matt Lauers, and all the other lefties who supposedly care about women, and watch what they do. Watch their actions. So are more women going to sue the Cuomos? What about businesses? You think the Cuomos limited their power, their iron fists to just women? Or did they go after businesses? Did they go after conservatives? We know they went after Donald Trump. Think about what the governor of New York putting the attorney general on Trump for Trump's charitable work, for Trump University, and all the other things. What else did these people do that we don't know about?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks. Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now, with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I talked about something Victor Davis Hanson wrote the other day, and he sort of outlined the buyer's remorse that people have to be feeling for Joe Biden. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. And let me tell you, we warned them. We gave, and I say this every election cycle, and it's getting old. Because I tell conservatives all the time, we continue to do the things that don't allow us to do it easier. Normally, we're really good about this. We, you know, what's the old saying that, you know, like, and I forget the saying, but essentially what it means is, if you're doing something repetitive and it's difficult, you will eventually learn how to make it easier. And we're good at that. Something is the mother of invention. That's what I'm thinking about. And you guys have already gotten it. And you're like, Kevin, we're way ahead of you. Just move on, black man. All right, I'm moving on. But the point is, you try to do things easier. You get better at it. That's the job. Or I can't imagine the first guy who was using his hands to sweep and finally said, you know what? If I take some straw and put it together, I can make this little broom. And now we got push brooms and we got massive earth moving equipment. Every time man sees a problem, he decides to solve it, to make his job easier, to lessen the burden. Glad you guys are here. 844-551-8255. Now, the reason why I'm saying this is we need to be doing this in elections, in life in general. How do we lessen the burden? Well, you don't do it by running. You don't do it by not confronting the problems. And when I say the problems, I'm not talking about the issues. The problem is leftism, pure and simple. You don't want to confront. If I said to you, Kevin, I'd be talking to me. If I said to you, well, if your name's Kevin, then I'd be talking to you too. But if I said to you, hey, the car is broken. And you go, oh, well, let's get a mechanic. Most people do. They go into the mode of, well, there's a way to solve the problem. Leftists are not trying to solve problems. They create the problem. They broke the car. And they didn't tell you. They ran over a curb and broke the axle. Limped home and pretended that the car wasn't broken. So when you got in it, you thought, well, what happened to the car? Then they come out and go, let's fix it. With their no job having selves. So anyway, look, the leftists cheated Biden in, and again, broken record here. And they've done all these things. You're watching them do all these things to you, and we don't want to confront. We don't want to fix the problem, which is our nature. And men listening to me, men. And by the way, if you're a conservative man, you're the only man in the country, in the world. I say to you, we are problem solvers. And we don't let people get in the way of us solving the problem. That's what sent man to the moon and into the cosmos. Anyway, Victor Davis Hanson is touching on all these points, all these different things, all these scams, all these plots that the Democrats have to steal from us. And he wrote in this part, he says, so in just 10 months, the left got what they wanted. They got what they wanted. They cheated a guy in. They got every piece of absolutely stupid, idiotic legislation. They are morons to the nth degree. And they got everything they wanted. And the people are becoming, he says, not just sick of what has followed, but disgusted. I love that word. When describing leftists, disgusted. He writes, they are terrified that the left is not just failing, but also wrecking the country and them along with it. And I have said this. I've told you guys many times. When it becomes personal to the left, suddenly they want to get in the game. And that's the biggest fear that the Democrats have. Everything they have done, everything we preached has backfired on them. And you know what they're having to admit to themselves? Pay attention, conservatives. They're having to admit to themselves that you are right and they are wrong. And many of them are finally outgrowing their need to play toddler and throw a tantrum. You're so right. Shut up. You know, they want to cover their ears. They're finally coming to the point of going, you know what? The realization is we were stupid and they were smart. Now, you may have the tendency to say, I'm not going to be smug. I'm not going to rub it in. What? This is your opportunity. Oh, Kevin, now that they've learned their lesson, they haven't learned their lesson. It's just a little bit of a taste of a lesson. Soon as gas prices readjust a little bit, they'll forget. I guess it wasn't quite as bad as I thought. You know, Joe Biden's already talking about, look, I know gas shot up from $2 a gallon to $3 a gallon, but it's down to $2.98. I saved you 2 pennies. No, you didn't. You cost me 98 cents, you fool. They will forget. They have the muscle memory of leftism. They don't want to leave the cult because they got too many friends. They got too many family members. They're too invested. Their jobs depend on their leftism. And you think you're going to change them. Like, you're going to get between them and their money. He says the ages have left us adages for people's growing anger at the hubristic and now unpopular left. We know the ancient warnings variously as what comes around goes around. You reap what you sow. Be careful what you wish for. The law of unintended consequences. Words like nemesis and karma also come to mind. But of the collapse of the woke appeal, perhaps we should say it couldn't happen to a nicer bunch of zealots. Now, let me tell you, here's a story everything was a preface to get to this, which is this Fordham professor that got fired. He was reportedly they fired him because he's a white professor and he mixed up the names of two black students in his class. That's what he did. Christopher Trogan, 46, fired from the university back in October, late October. The former English professor allegedly mixed up the names of two black students when they walked in the class late on September the 24th. I want you to understand the egregious act that this man did. After class, Chantel Sims and another unnamed student emailed Trogan to express their frustration with the professor's mistake, explaining that they believed the mix-up was due to their skin color. Now, see, this is why I tell black people all the time, nobody wants a black leftist around them because they are going to make something big out of nothing. Have you ever had your name mixed up? I ask you, American conservative patriots listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Has anybody ever called you a different name? And I'm not talking about somebody being mad at you. I'm talking about I get called Keith a lot. Kevin gets made into Keith, and I'm sure Keiths get called Kevins. But have you ever had your name mixed up or completely butchered? Yeah, I mean, has anybody mistaken you for somebody else? Well, if you're a human being, it's likely happened. I used to get mistaken for my brother. He's much uglier than I am. How could you? Anyway. My brother's handsome. Not as handsome as I am, but he's handsome. Anyway, this is my point about this thing and bringing Victor Davis Hanson in. You can't win with leftism. This professor thought he was woke. He said that, here's what he wrote. He says, I have done my best to validate and reassure the offended student that I made a simple human error. It has nothing to do with race. He blamed his mistake on confused brain when the two students arrived to class late while he was reading a classmate's work. See, here's a woke leftist, a guy who he's in the fight with him. I'm down for the cause. Bring in CRT. Bring it all. Come on. Yogi or whatever. I don't know. I'm smarter than your average bear. And so he wants to placate. He's been doing this, playing the game the whole time with the university. And he makes one simple little human error that everybody makes. But he made it to the wrong race. And he made it to the wrong ideology. Because let me tell you, I would have just said, oh, shut up, man. I don't care. And I would have walked on. This guy would have his job. If he'd run into black conservatives, he'd have his job. But he didn't. And see, this is the stuff. I love these stories because these are the things that are driving leftists away from that crazy ideology that I don't despise it, but I know it's stupid. If you want to be stupid, that's on you. I don't really care. I don't care about you being stupid anymore than I care about you being gay. But don't act like I have to embrace your stupidity. Because it ain't going to happen. Yeah, he talked about he spent his life working on issues of justice, equity, and inclusion. Good for you. What did it get you, professor? It got you ostracized. It got you fired. And by the way, this is a cautionary tale for all of you who don't want to get in the fight. Get engaged. This is your warning.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.